B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Travis, my friend, how can we do you?
Oh, man. You know, I've been going out with this girl, Amelia, for like a couple weeks, maybe about a month and a half. And we've been like really hitting it off. But now she's just like, she's MIA. I mean, like, I call her. She doesn't return my calls. There'd be voicemails. I text her. Now she's just ghosting me. So I want to know why.
Well, so do we. What happened the last time you saw her?
Well, I was over at her house. I was cooking food for her and her son. And we were going to watch some movies. Mm. And, like, the next day, that was, like, a Friday, I think it was. And then, like, the next day, nothing, you know? Like, I texted her in the morning, like I usually do. Hello, how are you, you know? You sleep well, and nothing.
Does the kid like you?
Yeah, he likes me. I mean, we're getting along well, which I thought would really kind of like, you know, like make me look good in her eyes that I'm kind of like, you know, in her son's life and he likes me and I like him, you know? We play video games and everything and, you know, so I don't know. I felt like I was really a good guy for her and I thought she was good for me.
It's like he's losing everything at once.
Aww.
He's losing his woman. He's losing his little buddy.
He hasn't lost anything yet. We can still try and salvage this.
Come on, Melissa. We know our track record.
It's not good.
Not good at all.
Are you sure you want us to call her?
Yeah. I want you guys to, like, find out what's going on here because, you know, I missed her, actually, you know? So.
Aww.
All right. So he hasn't lost everything yet, but he's about to. And about... 4 minutes. Second date update on the 10th. Hang on.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9. Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Travis. This dude is right now, he's broken. He's a broken man.
I know. He's sad.
He had a relationship with Amelia and her son. And when I say relationship with both of them, I don't mean that he just was like, hey, what's up, boy? He like would play video games with the kid. His last time he hung out with her consisted of what most people would consider boring. He was cooking for her and her son.
Mm-hmm.
They ate. The next day, he shot her a text, see how she was doing, and nothing.
Mm.
Nothing. How does that make you feel, man? You want to cry yet?
Yeah, I
want to
cry.
Well, save the tears until we get her on the phone. We're going to try and get her on the phone. All right, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amelia?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, perfect. Okay, Amelia, please don't hang up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, and we have a great opportunity for you. I can tell you how we got your number, but I can tell you what we have to offer you, too.
Okay, so I basically won something?
You did win something. So, we got a phone call from a guy that likes you, okay? And...
Okay.
Okay, no, this is good. He likes you. He asked us to reach out to you because we want to provide you with a really, really nice date. So, we'll pay. So, all you got to do is show up and see if this guy can sweep you off your feet.
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird.
No, I'm going to tell you who the guy is, too, and you know him.
Who is it?
Travis.
I mean, I don't even know if this is something he'd want to be broadcasted on the radio.
No, he wants to know, like, because when he called, he was crying.
Oh, man.
You did it to him.
You know, like, I had let my kid go hang out with his friends. They went to some, like, I think it was the weekend of, like, the 420 stuff that they do, like, that big weed celebration, whatever, you know?
And yeah. Like, the weed fest.
I get a phone call at, like, 5 in the afternoon from the hospital that I got to come get my freaking kid, you know? And I'm like, what the? And I'm freaking out. Don't know what the hell's going on. All I know is that he was at some festival, and now I got to go pick him up at the hospital. And I sit, and I'm asking him what had happened. And apparently he had this massive panic attack, you know? And it was from... basically eating too many weed brownies that he got from Travis.
Stop it. Stop it.
Wait,
how old is the kid?
What the man? He may have called you crying, but at that point, my heart sank to my stomach because somebody that I really liked, now I have to let go because of something irresponsible that he did.
Mm. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think, if you said that to Travis in person, what do you think he would say?
What made you think it would be okay to give a 17-year-old a freaking huge bag of pop brownies?
You have the opportunity to ask him right now because, Travis, are you still on the phone, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Come on, seriously?
Did he eat all four of those brownies?
I mean, I guess. what would you think?
He ate the whole bag. Well, there you go. It's his fault because I told him to have like a third of the brownies.
Oh,
I mean, this is like primo.
Hold up. Wait. You told him to eat a third, but yet you gave him four.
Well, I mean, I thought
you know, it's like you're giving him the temptation. Hey, man, here's four brownies, but only eat a third of one.
That's a good point.
He was going with friends. I mean, you know, we get along, you know.
But you know how much my kid loves chocolate.
You know what? I mean, this is his fault because I assumed that you knew because the way he was talking to me about it, he was talking about 420. And about liking edibles and all that.
He's going to be 18 next year. I mean, he's got to learn responsibility. And, you know, frankly, he just didn't follow directions. You know, I told him.
You know
frankly.
And the responsible thing would have been to give him his. I mean, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. Like, I can't stop the fact that you gave it to him. But the responsible thing as an adult, Travis, would have been to give him one. Split this with your friends. Not give him a bag of four.
Okay, my bad. You want to go out and get a what?
Amelia?
I mean, I'm going to have to say no, man, because, like, you're not seeing the bigger picture here. You know, like, I get it. It's like, it seems to you like an innocent little mistake, but I'm raising somebody here, you know? I'm trying to set him up for success in this life. And I can't have you hanging around my kid knowing he can get weed from you, bro.
You're going to break up with me over a brownie?
Over four brownies.
You know what? I hope the kids don't come to your house on Halloween because you're a tight ass. If you only give out one piece of candy, I'll give you four brownies.
You know what? They shouldn't be eating that anyway.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Oh my goodness. Nothing's worse than what you're going to hear tomorrow. If you're somebody who's into freaky sex, that is. Wait until you hear what this poor girl has to go through with this guy. 6:10, mañana. It is the Get Up Crew and your second date update.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.